Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So the only pre-show note that Ray and I got from our program director today was get closer to the microphone. Have we not been close enough to the microphone? Have we not been registering where we need to be? The needle's not in the red? Well, let's take care of that today. We have so paid attention to our microphones, Ray is even about to turn his on as we begin another day of exemplary broadcasting here on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
I don't see the upside in our speaking in a way that people can hear. I don't understand that concept at all, and I think it's one of the reasons why the station manager probably needs some rest time.
I've been told being able to hear the show is a crucial element to the show's success. Debate amongst yourselves whether you agree.
I think just the opposite.
We do have a good show today. It's not the longest show we've ever done, but trust me, it's satisfying.
It's longer than it should be.
We're going to be on until about 5:30 tonight. It's Ray and I for 2 hours, and then around 5 o'clock, we're going to dip ourselves back into Warriors Live. We've got the Warriors and Nuggets tonight. What kind of Warriors team will be decided with a couple of questionable injuries, status improving from beyond questionable? We have Klay Thompson sitting out of a back-to-back. Nothing new or surprising there. Steph Curry and Draymond Green are both officially listed as questionable. Grandpa Iguodala is clearly out. He played a month ago, so he needs about a month. And
you're getting really irritated by that, aren't
you? It's ridiculous. Here's the thing. You can't tell me you don't have enough guys on your team. Carry a group of rookies you refuse to play, and one old man who simply cannot play. It's a little ridiculous how this roster is constructed right now. And I'm really wondering, I didn't even have this as an early show talking point, but since we're just hopping right the hell into it, let's get right the hell into it. Is anything with the Warriors roster being held up by Bob Myers' contractual speculation? Is that a reason why the skids of business are not greased to do the trade, because maybe Joe Lacob is a little more hesitant following through on a Bob Meyer grand plan move if Bob Myers is not going to be here to see the grand plan through? Is there maybe something with the roster stagnation that has to do with that element?
I think it's mostly the fact that they're cap strangled. And everybody knew that going in. And if you're going to do a deal, it should be for somebody with some impact. And if you're going to do that deal, you cannot stack two or three rookie contracts up and get an impact guy. I also wonder sometimes whether Lacob wants to become more involved in the day-to-day, because he's always been a guy who likes to lean that way.
He fancies himself a whiteboard guy.
I think he might. That's certainly possible. But I think mostly it's just the money, you know, and the fact that they don't really have tradable pieces that they can afford to get rid of.
Not only do they not have those tradable pieces, the partners to dance with are fewer than are normally on the dance floor just a week ahead of the NBA trade deadline. And basically, Bob Myers explained to Steiny and Guru earlier this week on the executive show that with fewer teams actually making a choice as to go in or out of this season, it's sort of like Major League Baseball. There is an illusion of contention that has been sold to non-contending teams, thanks to the play-in tournament, that has fewer options available on the trade market.
There's less sellers, I should say. I think the league thought more teams, whether they were trying for a certain player in the draft, would be clearly out on the playoffs at this time. That is not the case. And you can pick the teams that you thought is much better than they, playing much better than you thought they would. So that means there's a lot of teams saying, we might be able to make the play-in. Let's just go for it. Or, you know what, I don't, let's see if we can and keep it as it. There's not a lot of teams that are making the decision that this season is lost. And so you've got a lot of teams that might be saying to each other, we want to get better. But if 12 of the 15 teams in your conference or 22 of the 30 in the league are all wanting to get better, it doesn't make for a lot of trading partners, because usually in a trade, a team is saying, we are willingly giving you a player that will make you better, and we'll take back draft compensation or a younger player that we know won't make us better now, but might make us better later. There's a lot of teams now that are trying to push forward as far as winning, and it's unbalanced.
He's got a good point to make there. But I'm just wondering if maybe some uncertainty around Bob's future is creating a little uncertainty for the Warriors, helped by everything that Bob just stated and the fact that there is an element of quintuple taxed salary cap hell that the Warriors live in as a reality. I'm wondering what, if any, element Bob not having a deal done for the future has to do with holding up any element of business. I hate to go Tucker Carlson here, but I'm just asking questions.
If Bob Myers is prevented either indirectly or directly from doing something because of his contract, then there's no reason, A, for him to stay, or B, for Joe Lacob to continue to employ him, because that's so far putting the cart in front of the horse that it almost neuters your general manager from doing anything.
It is. It's a little like, you know, I don't want to say it's a lame duck, because lame duck would mean, you know, they've already mentally moved on from Bob Myers, and I don't think that there's any element of that. But I don't, just look, it feels like this team needs to do something to improve this season. And they're either going to solve this with an external addition, or they're just going to figure it out internally. And, you know, that wouldn't be a bad place to start either. You know what I would like to see the single biggest trade for the Warriors to make? Why don't you trade your terrible, sloppy execution in the fourth quarter and in overtime for just a little bit better than that? I'm not saying you need to trade sloppy to perfect. How about sloppy to at least that looks like professional basketball? Because the Warriors last night, God bless them, they committed 9 turnovers between the fourth quarter and overtime after spending the first 3 quarters holding it to just about 8 turnovers. You know, they looked pretty good early on. They were in control of that game early on until they just started giving away possession after possession after possession in the most important moment of the game. So trade some sloppiness for less sloppiness, and my goodness, that's the biggest trade the Warriors could make at the deadline.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, not commit 24 fouls again, and maybe just have a general idea of what you're trying to accomplish, because they would go in spurts where they looked like the team of old, and then they would just vomit on themselves. I mean, I almost am coming to the conclusion, and it's always a bad idea to make a conclusion based on 1, 2, or 5 games, but that maybe this is who they are, and that there isn't going to be a huge burst, and that they could finish anywhere from 4th to 12th by being this, and this isn't satisfying, I don't think, for anybody, but this may be, ultimately, the Warriors in 2023. A healthy yet disjointed team that can't figure out from night to night what it is, who they are, and why they do what they do.
Man, when you talk about a veteran-laden championship banner-hanging basketball team that still has its core together, whatever crises you may be having should be just sort of basketball-based. It shouldn't be culturally based, right? There should be enough guys on this team to where you're not questioning their culture. But that is part of the questioning of the Golden State Warriors this year. They do not have the ability to just flip the switch when they want to start playing better, because they are just as sloppy in those moments as they are in all the other moments. Their late game situational basketball, it felt like it was on the mend, at least on the road a little bit, and it's certainly better now than it was before. But last night's loss in Minnesota wasn't good, and the minute that that game went to overtime, let's be honest, the concept of white flagging tonight in Denver probably went around that locker room quickly, because that's just sort of the load management sucky NBA that we have served to us. And I've got some solutions to that. Like, definitive, can't even argue with it, get it done NBA solutions to a load management problem that is a problem for this league. No problem at all. Talking a little Warriors, we got that happening today. We got our friend Sean Salisbury stopping on by in about an hour as we talk about there is probably no quarterback situation in football that has a shorter leash attached to its starter. And that's not even a bad thing. But that is the reality that the 49ers are living in. And again, you know, I like to get talking points right on this show. Like, I hate doing a show about how Tom Brady can really help the 49ers win a Super Bowl, maybe more than anyone else, the day before he retires. Because even though I think the talking point might have been right, it wasn't very useful the day after when he announced his retirement. I think the talking point that I brought up yesterday about the Warriors becoming the stereotypical jump shooting team that Charles Barkley used to make fun of all those years ago, there is something to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.